Okay, we're speaking about Ma'arechet HaTorah, the Torah, and the first perek, is Kirva V'Zaros LaTorah, closeness and distance to the Torah. So first of all, in Rav Volbi's Hakdama, he explains. So I read it, Hare Baro, it's clear. Kol Esik HaMusa, the whole involvement in Musa. Hu ach varak, it's only there. Hachana, a preparation. La'asok v'amol ha-Torah, to be involved and to delve into the Torah. I mean, get it clear. What are you learning Musa for? We all think the whole purpose of learning Musa is to become a mensch. You can become a mensch without Torah. No. Says Rav Volbi, the whole purpose of Musa is a preparation for Torah. And with shum ofen, ein ha'avoda musarit bone bama la'atzma chas v'shalom. It means you don't learn Musa for Musa itself. It's not there's Musa and there's this Torah. Musa is a preparation for Torah. Musa isn't just something in of itself. You can't be a Baal Musa without being a Baal Torah. You can't be a Baal Torah without being a Baal Musa. But we'll see that soon. But without Musa, Musa is just the hachana to Torah. And basically, that's what Sfiras HaOmer is. Why we have those 49 days of counting up, to be making ourselves, to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah HaTorah. So we have a Minig Yisrael that we read Pirkei Avos on Shabbos. Mincha, we read Pirkei Avos, some places. A minute, because we prepare through Pirkei Avos, which is about Avodas HaMusarit, and Hachana to Torah. And if you look in some of the Sidurim, the Chassidish Sidurim, or the Sfadi Sidurim, you'll see Chesed Shebe Chesed, Chesed Shebe Din, and you'll see some of them have actually things that, you know, you work on that day. That means there's an Avoda on Tikkun HaMidas before Kabbalah HaTorah. And that's the Avoda Mis Musaris. There's the leader of a person. Klal Yisrael was born on Pesach as a nation, and you're born as a person, as a free human being who has freedom of choice to choose between good and evil. Because if you're on the 49th level of Tumah, there's Timat, not a level of freedom. And now, with our choice and our freedom as being born as a Baal Bechira, a person who can choose, we now work on the 49th levels. The Maharal explains there's 48 levels of acquiring Torah, so you should only have 40. Shavuot should be the 49th. The 49th is Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz does not mean Parnasa. It does not mean getting a job.
Wait a minute.
Derech Eretz. One second. Okay. So you're saying that means Parnasa. Let me explain. Parnasa is an expression of Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz means the bringing down of what you are as a person, an expression in the physical world. That means, if it's working, so working, you're working on yourself, but if you didn't bring it down in a nature that, you know, that your involvement in the world, Parnasa is your involvement in the world. Generally speaking, when you make a Parnasa, you have to be involved. You have to buy, you have to sell, you have to deal with people, right? That's the involvement. That's what Derech Eretz means. Derech Eretz means to be involved in the world in a proactive way, right? For example, a person, it's a Mishnah. Okay, well, I'm not going to go into it now. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says, who's possible for Edus? Someone whose job is Mesachik Bekubia. He plays dice games, right? He makes his money that way, or birds. If he doesn't have Derech Eretz, if he doesn't have something which is an involvement, an active involvement, a proactive involvement in the world, he's possible Edus. You can't rely on him. You understand? Derech Eretz is a physical involvement in the world. It can be derech eretz when you go back home to your family and you have to deal with your family. It can be derech eretz in a lot of ways. You have to have a physical involvement. We're not just a person who sits in the yeshiva and learns Torah and, you know, like a monk or like a priest or something like that. No. You're involved. Derech eretz is the involvement in the physical world. The culmination of those things, then Torah takes you to a new level. Torah takes those midas and the derech eretz to a new level of reality. That's what Torah does. It brings that derech eretz and that musa to a higher level of kedusha. So there's no argument here. We're saying the same thing. It's just the Rabbi Geshe was giving an example of derech eretz. But derech eretz is a more general thing. You understand? Make it clear? Derech eretz kadmah l'Torah. So the Chaim Vital explains the midas. I mean, this is in Parnassa. Derech Eretz is used in that way, the way of the world. That means the way of the world, the involvement in a positive way in the world. However that involvement is. Normally, it's a person's, you know, normal person. He learns Torah and he works. So his Derech Eretz is going to be in his working, because his learning is not when he's involved in the world. His working is when he's involved in the world. So that's the concept. Clear? Make sense? Okay. So now let's see how Rav Volvi explains this. Okay. So first of all, he's going to talk about Kirva v'Zarus Torah, which is very important to us. Our purpose, right, of these 49 days is to come close to the Torah. We're now, well, we shouldn't say what day we're in, because we're about to count it soon. But
yesterday,
right. But every day we're getting closer. Do we feel we're getting closer? What does it mean to get close to the Torah? What does it mean? It means to kiss the Sefer Torah? Means to hug it. What does it mean? I mean, you do that on Simchas Torah. What does it mean to get close to the Torah? So Rav Volvi is going to explain that. Now let's go through little by little, and we'll see how we do that and what it means. Okay. So he says he brings a pasuk, right? Parshas Nitzavim. Ki hamitzvah hazot. This mitzvah. Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. I command you today. Lo nifleet hi mimcha. It's not far from you. Lo ruchokahi, it's not distant. Lo b'shamayimhi, it's not in the heavens. Rashi here says, it's not in the heavens, and if it was, you have to go there to get it. Right? If it's be'evar ayam, you have to go there and get it. It isn't, but if it was, you'd have to go there to get it. Lemo, mi yale lanu ha-shamayim, who can go up to the heavens? V'yikacheha lanu, and bring it to us. V'yeshmienu ota v'naasena, and we'll hear it and we'll do it. V'lo me'eva le'yam, and it's on the other side. It's not in New York there, right? It's on the other side of the Atlantic. He le'mo pam. Once it was hard to get. It wasn't just a 10-hour flight, right? And you gain 7 hours, right? It was hard to, you know, you travel in this boat, whatever. It's mi'ya volanu et eva hayam v'yikacheha lanu, and bring it to us. V'yeshmienu ota v'naasena, we'll do it. Ki karov elecha, it's close to you. Hadava me'od, very close to you. Beficha, in your mouths, ubalvavecha, and in your hearts, la'asoto, to do it. So he brings here that it is a machlokas Rashi in the Ramban, so you do it, and the machlokas. Rashi learns this is speaking about the Torah, and the Ramban learns it's speaking about the tshuva. Now, what's the in when we say Ashmona Esrei? After we say Atachonen Adam Daat, then the next bracha is what? Tshuva, bracha of tshuva, right? What's the bracha of tshuva? Hashiveinu Avinu LaTorahtecha. Tshuva is Torah. Coming back to ourselves is coming back to the Torah. I.e., real tshuva brings you kirva to Torah. Real Musa brings you kirva to Torah. It's a hachana to Torah. Musa is a concept of, like Masirah Shasharim says, you pashpesh from asav or you mashmesh from asav, correcting your actions in the past or your future actions, working out where this action is going to take you. Right? That's tshuva. What's the purpose of that tshuva? Torah. Kirvas Hashem. Kirvas Hashem is Torah. It's a hachana to Kirvas Hashem. How do we get that Kirvas Hashem? We don't meditate. You learn a Tosfos. You meditate a Tosfos. To say it's a much higher level. It's a different world. Your mind is a mind of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're learning Tosus, you're learning his Rotson. You learn the Rotson of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that your mind is becoming embodied in the Rotson of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and the depths of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and connecting every time you get a bit more of an understanding of that Tosus. It can be a Rashi as well, it can be a Gemara, it can be a Chumash, it can be whatever you're learning. But your mind becomes so involved that your mind becomes the Torah itself. And the Torah itself is the Rotson of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means your Rotson becomes his Rotson. Or his Rotson becomes your Rotson. The same thing. Torah is the same thing. And your creativity in the Torah brings out a new Rotson of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I.e., your Rotson becomes his Rotson. You understand what I'm saying? When you have a Chiddush in Tosfos, Reuven had a Chiddush in Tosfos. It means Reuven was mechadish, a Chiddush in the Rotson of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He brought out a Rotson of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. There's a new Rotson of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world which was created. That's what Torah is. That's an amazing thing. Before Reuven learned that Tosfos, that Rotson was mutman in the Torah, was hidden in the Torah. Now that Reuven understood that Tosfos, that Rotson's expressed in the world. You understand? Make sense? Okay. Parasha Zot medaberet ledas Rashi al haTorah uledas Rambam al haTshuva. We said that. Shteim krovus lanu admo, they're very close to us. Ad heichin megia kirva. To where comes that closeness? Karov ata Hashem. Right? Karov mikol karov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close from anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the closest to us. That kirva is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the closest thing to us. That's the Torah. If the Torah represents Rotzon Hashem, who's the closest thing to you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your neshama. Your neshama is the closest thing to you. Why? Because that's who you are. Kirvas Elohim is kirvas to your neshama, closest to Hashem. Right? Now it says, do we actually feel that closeness to the Torah? How long does anyone late for dinner? Was anyone late for dinner? Anyone missed his meal? Did you ever, how often, can you count on your hands how many times you missed a meal? You have 3 meals a day. Can you count how many times you missed a meal? I mean, you might have missed a meal here and got one somewhere else. But how many times did you miss a meal? When was the last time you guys missed a meal? Apart from a fast. Come. You don't remember. None of you guys remember, right? When was the last time you missed a shiur? You can remember? Can't remember? Can't remember, that's great. But some of us can remember, right? Okay, so Rav Olvi says, we feel, but we don't feel this kirva to Torah. Why is that? He says, "Acheret haynu ratzim likras halimud." We'd be running to learn. We'd be matzliach to do tshuva amitis. Right? We'd be able to daven b'shtapchut hanefesh lo koshi. We'd be able to daven with, right? With, how you say, you know, like with a crying, with a fervor, with a kavana, with an intention. Be easy. How come it's hard for us? Because we don't have kirvas l'Torah. So he says, now he's bringing a Ramchal. So let's see the Ramchal. In Derech Eitz Chaim, he says, Shehatorah mamish o echad, it's the light, one light, nitan the Yisrael le'orbo, to be litten in it. Ki lo kechochmas hanochriot, it's not like the wisdom universities, right? The foreign wisdoms. V'yediyot hachol, and the no physics, mathematics, etc. She'einan ele yediyot davama. It's a knowledge of something. Ashe yasig hasechel v'torcho. The sechel will receive it in its, you know, economic theory, you know, physics, you know, mathematics, you know, philosophy, right? Ahatera hine kodeshi. It's something very, very holy. Ashela mitziyut gvoa begavei meromim. Its mitzis is very high in the heights of spirituality. V'ka'asher yasokba adam lamata. And when a person is osik in Torah lemata, ohi, its light, asheta ir benishmato, which will give light to his neshama, lhagia oto el ginzei meromim, to reach the hidden heights. Sounds like he knows some sort of, you know. Woo, something like, you know, wow. Yeah, that's what it is. You sit and learn a Torah, it causes you an aliyah in your neshama. It causes you to go to heights, spiritual heights you were never there before. That doesn't happen if you learn economic theory. That only happens if you learn Torah. Depends how you learn Torah. We're going to see from evolving. The kvar kiblu hakadmonim, and our early rishonim, or before our rishonim, right? Shelechol shorish minishmot Yisrael. All the shorish neshamas, you're learning shorish neshamas, right? Yesh kulam b'Torah. All of them exist in the Torah. You find your shorish neshama. Reuven's way of learning, Shimon's way of learning, Yisachar's way of learning, Zvulun's way of learning. Everyone has their own way of learning Torah. Their own nuance in Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. There's 600,000 Pirushim, Lekol HaTorah, Mechulakim L'Shishim Ribo Nefashos Yisrael Yisrael, according to the 6,000 souls that receive the Torah. Harishorish Nishmas Adam Yisrael Hu B'Torah. Your Shorish Neshama is where? In the Torah. You find it in the Torah. Hayesh Kirva G'dolah Mizu. Is there more Kirva that you find your Shorish in the Torah? Your own interpretation of the Torah? That means each rabbi has his own way of looking. Right? And they're right. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. That was said on Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. No, he's right, he's wrong. We Paschal Beis Hillel. Eino Mishnah. No. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. What does that mean? According to their Shorash Neshama. Beis Hillel, the Guru explains, was Chesed. Beis Shammai, Shorash Neshama was Din. That's how the Torah, that's how the Rotten of Kodesh Baruch Hu came out. It's different expression of the same Rotsam based on your Shorish Neshama. Right, you understand? Now, he goes on, revolving. He says now that Torah is like Gechalim Kimat Amumot, like it's like, you know, you make a barbecue, you start off the coals. They're like, you know, they're alight, but they're not on fire. You have to stoke them. You have to bring them alight, right? You have to move them around. You have to be Torah in it, right? To bring them, that's the Torah. He says, the Torah is their mutman. It's hidden in you, right? Why is that? Says Revolvi. Let it be. Shall have it. Let it be a burning fire. If it's a burning fire in you, you're going to run towards it. You're going to do the mitzvahs. You're going to have a clarity. It's going to be meir to you. It's an awe. It's a light in you. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu create it in you as just a little bit of a, you know, a coal, which is a dwindling coal? Why? What makes it into this dwindling coal? So Revolvi explains. If it was this light, we wouldn't have Bechira. We would never, we'd have a clarity, we'd never do sin. The reason for this, it's hidden in us, is because man's made out of two parts. He has his Yetzer HaTov, he has his Neshama, the Kirva to his Shorash, and he has his Yetzer Hara, which is El Zar Bekirbo. It's a foreign thing inside him. Connecting to the Torah means connecting to your spiritual self. Zarus to the Torah means connecting to your physical or your Yetzahara. That's Zarus in you. So they say, if he says, L'chein, Hayediyah Gnuza B'Sechel, this idea of learning Torah is hidden in a person's mind. V'ashalhevet Gnuza B'Divrei Torah. And this shalhevet, this flame of spirituality, or this flame of your soul, is hidden in the words of Torah. Kegachelet kimat amuma. It's like going out. A coal that's like going out. V'kasher hadam mityageh. Now this is the important thing. You want to know how to get it. It depends on your gear. Depends on work. That's why when we learn Torah, there's a special halacha. They have to be nityageya. You don't sip a cup of tea and learn. And when you're tired, you stop learning and get a cake break and think. I'm not saying there's times for everything. There's times for everything. But Torah has to come with a yagia, has to come with a strain, has to come with a working. Right? Umafiach bekoach b'divrei Torah. Ya'iru lo, then the Torah will give light to him. Ve'oram yikanes b'kirvo, and the light of the Torah will enter his depths. Shia'ir gam sichlo, and his mind will also be given light. Bo'or atzmi, the light of himself. I with a recognition of self through learning Torah. V'kol asher yabeh la'amo b'Torah, and as much as he will strain in learning Torah, yikanes bo yote'o, will enter him more light. Ki yireh yote'o b'Torah, he'll see more and more light in the Torah. So in other words, how do we approach learning? How do we bring that, like dying down coal into a flame? Yigia, moving it around, learning Tosfos with the Maharal Shor, without the Maharal Shor, with this Mefarshim, flipping it around in our minds. Hafuch ba va hafuch ba the kulava. How do you do with the coal? Hafuch ba va hafuch ba. Same thing with the Torah. Hafuch ba va hafuch ba. Sfar like this, or sfar like that. Or he says like this, it doesn't make sense, says like that. Rashi says like this, Tosfos says like that. You churn, the Maharal says like this. Whatever you learn, it doesn't matter. Hafuch ba va hafuch ba the kulava. And the more you hafuch ba, the bigger the flame. You take a little piece of Torah and you're hafuch ba, va hafuch ba, and it kindles a light in you. And there's a clarity in you. You understand? It's not just, what's it to do with Lamaisa? What's, I don't know what you guys are learning. You're learning Bar Mitzvah still? Well, you know, most of these things don't occur. It doesn't occur in the business world, right? Unless you learn Ribbis, right? Kibah doesn't occur. So what are you learning it for? And you're enjoying it, and you're getting into it, and what this person says, and what that person says. These are ancient rabbis. And what are you saying? What are they exactly saying? What did Tosfos say? What did Rashi say? Medieval rabbis there, right? What are you interested in? What some rabbi with a long beard said many years ago, Chas v'Shalom. I shouldn't even speak like that. Divrei Elokim Chaim. So it says. He says, but we don't have yet an answer, complete answer. We still don't have this kirva, feel this kirva of the Torah and Tshuva. Even after we did this haficha, we worked hard. Why is that? Because he says the Yetzirah is always working against you. He doesn't take day off. There's no ben ezmanim for Yetzirah. During zman he's working, and during ben ezmanim he's having a party. Party time. And after yeshiva could even be more party, depends who. Hayetzahu za ba'adam. It's someone who's considered za. El za b'kirbo. He brings a Gemara on Shabbos, a person breaking his vessels at the time that he, or his clothes at the time he gets anger. El za b'kirbo, the Gemara says. The Yetzirah is considered za, something which is, what's za? Za means someone who's foreigner. He's a foreigner. He's a foreigner. We don't let foreigners into the country. You need a passport, you need a, right? Till you get a visa in America, forget it, right? No foreigners, right? Unless you come from Mexico and you have kids and, you know, half of California, right? But apart from that, no one gets in. You don't let him in. He's there with you. He's living with you, this foreigner. He's foreign to you.
Mexifornia, Rabbi. Mexifornia.
Huh?
Mexifornia, it's called.
Oh, Mexifornia, okay. V'umnotzohi l'haviu l'avodah zara. To bring him to avodah zara. Bring him to avodah zara. Service which is zar to you. Service which is zar, which is foreign to who you really are. That's the tafkid of the Yetzirah. He's always going to try and make you do things which are foreign to who you internally are. And that's what causes our zaras to Torah. Right? Now he goes on, he explains. Therefore he says, "Velo al chinam nikrat avodat elilim avodah zara." Right? It's not called the worship of idols, the worship of servitors. Avodat la niem misuyim bezarot. In other words, it brings out the zaros in a person. It brings out that which is foreign in a person. It's the expression of the el zar bekirbo. It's an expression of this yetzahara in him. It's serving that yetzahara. And says in Chumash, you shouldn't serve the Se'irim. The Se'irim, at least Kochot, the Satan, which is outside. The Satan, Hazal says, Zu Yetzahara. The same thing. It's an expression of Maisa Satan. So it brings out the outer Satan. You understand? It's the same concept. So he says, okay. Now he brings interesting thing. So we see that if Musa is our Hana Latera, why does Musa have to be our Hana Latera? We said two things. Without Torah, the Musa isn't a Bama. It's not a thing in of itself. You don't become a mensch through Musa and that's it. The Musa is a preparation for Kirvas Hashem, which is Torah. Without the Hashlam of Torah, it's our Hana. Without, it's like Sfiras HaOmer without Shavuos. I mean, you have Dayenu. Right? You have Dayenu. There is a concept of Dayenu. There is a concept that there is something there. It's not nothing. Right? Dayenu, we got to Har Sinai without receiving the Torah. Dayenu, we got out of Mitzrayim. The different Shlavim. The different levels of Avodas Hashem. We were born as a human being. We were born Baal Bechira on Pesach. But, and each day of the Omer gets us to a higher level. But there's Ein Adomer. Kabbalah Satora without Kabbalah Satora. So Avadai, you have to work on your Midas. Avadai, you have to be a Baal Musa. Avadai, you have to get to the level you can become a Kli, a vessel to receive Torah. How do you become a vessel? If the Shefa of the Torah goes to a clean vessel, the Torah is clean. Someone gives you a good wine, right? A very good wine. And you put it in a cup which is a little bit dirty. And you leave it there. What's going to happen to that good wine? It's going to become vinegar. It's going to become vinegar. So you know the story in the Gemara about I think one of the Caesar's daughters saw, I've forgotten the name of the rabbi, but he wasn't so ugly. So he says, how can such wisdom be in such an ugly vessel? So he asked her, where do you put your wine? She says, in Kli Cheres, in earthenware vessels. He says, you're a princess, your daughter of a king. How come you put your wine in earthenware vessels? She put them in gold and silver vessels. So she took his advice. Yeah, he's right. So she put them in gold and silver vessels. And the wine went bad. Obviously the king wasn't so happy. He doesn't say what he says to the daughter, but okay. And so what happened? She went back to him and she was annoyed. And she says, "You good things have to be in earthenware vessels. So what's the marshal? What's happening here? Why not looking nice? What's the concept? Anava. Shiflus. Not shiflus. Anava means humility. Anava means you don't hold it yourself. You don't have those psolas." Rabbi Chazal says, "Anava is the thing which holds all the good midas. If you have anava, you have all the good midas. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was anav mikol Adam. Since he was anav mikol Adam, he had Torah yoter mikol Adam. The Chaim Veloshin used to say about the Gro. The reason the Gro was such a big Baal Torah Because there was not an Anav in the world like the Gro. That's why his Torah was in such a level of Torah. Torah isn't just the Amelus in Torah, the work in Torah. Without the Hachana of the Musa, without the 49 days, without the working of the Torah, without the working, the preparation for Matan Torah, we can't receive the Torah. Or the Torah is going to become vinegar by us. It's not going to be good wine. No one drinks vinegar. The Torah is Zah. If we don't have Kirvus HaTorah, it's because we haven't worked on ourselves. We're not a Kli Kabbalah. The Torah itself can be Minaki ourselves, like the Ramchal says. When a person learns Torah with the intention of cleaning himself, with one of the intentions of improving Tikkun HaMidos and Yira B'Talmud, those are two tonight of learning Torah. The Torah will be Mashpi on him and will change him. The Torah itself can do that. But it doesn't have to be only a will to change. Will means he's actively trying to change. We don't all succeed, but he wants to be in a different place. When a person actively tries to change, the Torah will change him as well. The Gro in Evan Shlemer, he explains the pasuk of Kriyat Shema, the pasuk of the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema, explains that, you know, rain, which is a mashal to the Torah. What happens if you have a field where you have thorns and you have beautiful flowers and you have a heavy rain? So what's going to grow there? Only the beautiful flowers are going to grow? No. Everything's going to grow. And you all know, weeds are much stronger than flowers. Eventually, the weeds are going to take over. If a person gives himself Torah, that's the watering of a person, right? But he has midas raos, he has bad midas, the Torah will bring those bad midas to a higher level of expression. There will be Zaros in his Torah. His Torah won't be the Torah which is Kirvas Hashem. His Torah will be Torah which brings Zaros, which brings foreignness to his behavior. It'll be an incorrect expression of Rotzen. It won't be an expression of Rotzen Hashem. It'll be an expression of, unfortunately, the Yetzer Hara. His Torah will be krum. It won't be proper Torah. Yeah.
How does that work, that the Torah does that? In the sense of if you have these bad meals, it's going to make them even more extravagantly bad. It's just because you'll have a sharper mind, or that you'll be more aware of things that are wrong, and so you have a bigger need for it. How does that work?
The Psukim says that a dayan can't take a shochad. He can't take a bribe. He can't even listen to one side before the other side. Why? So Issa. So it's a love. Even if it's offered and he doesn't take. Why? What happened? Chazal said, even tzaddikim, chachamim v'tzaddikim. I'm not talking about even Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? A person's close to himself. When a person has negias, his thinking will be v'yisalef divrei tzaddikim, divrei chachamim. It'll be warped by his negias. If you have things which are close to you, which pull you, you have negias, you will think incorrectly. It will warp your thinking. We have to somehow sharpen ourselves. We have to somehow clean ourselves from our negias. Clean ourselves from the way of thinking. That's why it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It says, Chavetov. One of the purposes of Chavetov, Ein Adam Chotev, lo lo. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, a person doesn't do an Aveira unless he has a personal benefit. So your friend, when you're asking your friend if she should do something, unless he's going to benefit with you, you've got to do it together, right? But that happens in college, let's go X together, right? But we're talking about a chavet tov. We're not talking about a chavet lotov, right? We're talking about a chavet tov. So a good friend is someone you go and ask advice. Let's go and do X. And say, why? Why do X? He's not benefiting from it, and he doesn't want you to do Averis. So he'll prevent you from doing it. He doesn't have the Negias. He doesn't have those, the Hana of the Averis. So he's clean to decide for you as well. You can benefit from his advice. You understand? You understand what I'm talking about? Now, let's explain this. The Korban HaOmer, let's go back a bit more to the Omer. So now you understand this concept of Zaros to Torah. That it's not only the Yegiya of Torah which brings a person to Kirvas HaTorah. It has to be a Yegiya with Hachana. It has to be with a Sphere of HaOmer. Has to be with a Hachana of Hachana Musarit. That means Derech Eretz, a preparation. Derech Eretz, Kadma HaTorah. Derech Eretz, the concept of speaking, is proper midas, proper way of behavior. That has to be Kadma HaTorah. If you have a high level of Torah, you have to have a high level of midas. It's also a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, and it's also a source of insecurity. The Mishnah says you have two types of trees. You have a tree which has lots of branches and very little roots. Any wind will come and blow it away. That's someone whose chochmaso is more than his yira. His wisdom is more than his yira. Someone whose yira is more than his chochmah, someone who has lots of roots and less branches. No wind in the world can blow him away. He's firm, he's solid, he's secure. It's this level of insecurity, right? He's secure, this is the Mishnah, right? Your maisim, or maisim ruva me chochmoso, however you want to understand that Mishnah. But what does that mean? What does that mean for us? It means that when we have a level of Torah, we have to make sure that that level of Torah comes with the level of Derech Eretz. There has to be a work on the Derech Eretz. Only a work on the Torah, and we all make this mistake. We all make this mistake. We have a geshmak in our learning. We're the good guy in the shir, and we're working. But if someone else asks a question, you say, oh, a stupid question. Or we get annoyed with him. So, okay, so you worked on being clever and be working out the Torah, but did you work on your midas? Has to go together. It's very hard. This is a very hard part. The Korban HaOmer, let's go back to the Omer. The Korban HaOmer, what's a Korban HaOmer? It's a Korban of Seorim. There's not many Korbanos of Seorim. Seorim is barley. Barley is animal food. Right? And the Korban HaOmer is a Korban of animal food. Because when we were born after Yetzirat Mitzrayim, we didn't have Tzuras Adam yet. We were Bali Bechira. We didn't have Tzuras Adam. We're still on the 49th level of Tumah. We just got out of there. Eilu Veilu Evadu V'Tzara. We didn't know the difference. Only they took Korban Pesach and separated themselves. Right? Dam Pesach, Dam Milu. We spoke about that already. The Hanafas HaOmer, it's a korban which you have menif, which you like, how you say menif, you wave it. It's a wave upwards. You're taking the behemoth, the physicality of us, and you're uplifting it towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, uplifting it? It's, you know, the standard thing said in this yeshiva, we kaddish the physical. You take the physical world and you menif it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You express it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The expression of the way you are goes back to your panasa, goes back to when you go back to Chutz La'aretz, and you express in the way you behave. You hear? That's the Hanafas HaOmer. Then, on Shavuos, what happens on Shavuos? Shavuos, you bring Kivtzei Atzeret, the sheep, and it comes with lechem. What lechem it comes? Chametz. The lechem of chametz. Why chametz? You don't bring all menachas, right? So you don't bring with chametz. All your meal offerings. All your meal offerings are matzahs, forms of matzahs. You know, it's a Pesach. You bring chametz, and we all know so should be isa, the leaven in the isa. It's the Yetzirah, because the Yetzirah makes things look bigger. Desires are always bigger than what they seem, or it represents Gaiva. person is a Baal Gaiva. That's an expression, a very big expression of the Yetzirah. It's the extent that Chas, there's certain poskim who say, it's a love in the Torah when you're a Baal Gaiva. You're over a love in the Torah. So what are you bringing the Yetzirah as a korban, kivyocholam, on Shavuos? Because now that you have the Torah, now that you've cleaned yourself from your negei atzma, from your outlook, you don't have that dirt, whatever level. Every year, it's a new level of cleansing. Every year, it's a new level. We don't clean ourselves completely, but it's a new level. We come to a different level of cleansingness, a new level of Kabbalah of Torah that we didn't have last year, hopefully, right? On that level of cleansing, we cleaned our Yetzirah, that it now becomes a useful thing. Now we use the Yetzirah to bring you into the Torah. He's a kach. It's a useful kach. It's taking the korban ha'omer and being minifit until the Yetzirah itself becomes a korban, becomes a siva of kirvas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? That's what Shavuos is. Now, I'll explain to you a little bit more about. We're coming up to probably, you know, we're coming up to Lag BaOmer. Maybe I should. Well, you know what? I suppose there's other Chag coming up. It's not our Chag, but the Chag of the Medina. Maybe we should speak about that. There's a few days. It's going to be Chag Atzmaut, right? I'm sure you've had Shurim on this. What's this vort of, you know, Independence Day? All over the world, you became a nation. Well, it's an important thing. We celebrate Independence Day. We became a nation on Pesach. The Jewish people. Pesach was ours in Independence Day. Not independence in terms of a land, right? But independence as a nation. What's the concept of being... It's the birth of a group of people as a family. How can you be a family? A family has to have one goal. What's the goal? What's the goal of the Jewish people on Independence Day, the Israeli state? What's the goal? There shouldn't be anti-Semitism. We should be, therefore we should be a nation like all other nations. That's the goal. We should get rid of a mahut of being Jewish. We should just be like all other nations. That was Zionism. The reason we're persecuted is what? Read those books. The reason we're persecuted is because we're not like other nations. We're a nation without a land. We now have a land. We become a nation. We have thieves. We have all sorts of things, right? Like every other nation. They won't hate us. They'll like us because we'll be like them, right? That's the purpose. So what's the Independence Day? What's the thing that's connecting us? We're celebrating the day that we became like all other nations with our own land. We became like all other nations? It's a way of assimilating. To assimilate, so they won't hate us. We'll be like them. We'll have all the things the Goyim have. We'll be the 53rd state in America, right? That's 53rd state, that's right? Well, I'm wrong. 51st? 51st, sorry, okay. 51st day. Right, I forgot Shavuos, the 50th day, right? 51st day, right? Okay. 2 days jumped it, no. Okay. You'll be the 51st state. That's what binds us. That's what brings us together. That's what makes us into a nation. Making you into a nation is making something special about that nation. Making you into a nation is not to nullify yourself as a nation. Not to become like everyone else. The Italians are proud of being Italians. What's Israeli proud about? Not being persecuted, not being Jewish? That doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. You can't be a nation. There's no sense to that concept. Do you understand what I'm saying? The only way we can celebrate a day as a nation is that nation brings us to a higher expression of what it means to be Jewish. Pesach is a high expression of what it means to be Jewish. Like the Ramban says, Pesach, and there's Atzeret, which is Shavuos, is like Shmini Atzeret, in regards to Sukkos. It's one long hug. And in between Pesach and Shavuos is Chol HaMoed. Really, it should be a happy time. Time of the Beis Hamikdash. It was a happy time. It was Me'ein Chol HaMoed. Because we know the story of Rabbi Akiva and the Talmidim. There's 24,000 Talmidim. So it became a time of Avelis for us. What's the shorish of that Avelis? What's the source of that Avelis? Midas. They weren't fitting to be accepting of the Torah. They weren't nohe covered zeleze. What do you mean nohe covered zeleze? How you nohe covered? It means they were arguing with each other, they were fighting. What does it mean covered? There was not a deep respect for a different point of view. They didn't give them the proper weight that they deserved. There was a negiyas atzmi. There was a concept that my way is the better way. Or my way, even on a certain extent, not the only way, but certainly better than that way. It's a very high level not to think that way. When we learn a pshat and tosfos, we all have that negiya that pshat's the best pshat. We all like that. Yeah, that's what it makes sense. Prove to me otherwise, right? Prove to me otherwise. Hamotzi mechaveira, I have a right, and we learn that, right? Yeah, I'm muchzak in my pshat. It's very hard, not so easy. We have tainos on the, but to be a mekable Torah, there has to be a very high level of achdus. Sfiris ha'omer, we're still there, we're still in Avedis. That means we don't have that level of achdus. Rabbi Akiva, who was the one who said, V'after recha kamocha. Klal godol b'terah. Klal godol b'terah. Klal godol b'kabbalas terah. Klal godol b'tfilah, the Arizal says, before we daven, the first mitzvah we have is, V'after recha kamocha. Kirvas Hashem requires kirva to Bein Adam l'chaveira. The midas brings on Torah. The hachana brings on Torah. It's not two separate parshas. Without the hachana amusarit, it's a hachana, but there's no Torah without it. The preparation of tikkun amidas. Without that, derech eretz kadma la Torah. The midas, like we said before, without that hakadama of midas, there's no preparation for Torah. But midas in of itself is not, like Revelby said in the beginning, it's not a bama la'atzma. You don't learn Muslim, become a mensch, and that's it. You will become a mensch, so you have a Kabbalah Satorah. So you have a kirva Elohim. And that level of kirva is a much higher level. That's a real Kabbalah, in your Kli Mekabel. That's why we have the Sfiris HaOmer. And that's our Avedus. Our Avedus is. And we're in that Avedus. That we aren't naki. We are not clean from our own personal negias. We only, to a certain extent, see our point of view, our weight, our covered. We're muchzak in how we think. We're holding on to how we think. We all know that. We all know that's the way of the world. We all know when we sit down for it. That's part of learning. It's also important, you know, that brings out the other svar and he fights, and that's part of tavlin, yetzara tavlin, tera tavlin, yetzara. It brings out a high level of pshat. But there has to be a mode in the end. There has to be a kabbalah in the end. There has to be nase ovim zelazer, right? They fight when they're learning Torah, like the Gemara says in Tanis, right? But after they learn, since the tachlis was to get to emes, nase ovim zelazer, they start by being not liking each other or not liking the pshat. No, that's the wrong pshat. But when they finally get to that right pshat, which is a synthesis of the pshat, nasa ovim zelazeh. So we see that this zaras to Torah can still be even after our melis, because our melis doesn't work in of itself. Our melis, our working hard, our toiling hard in learning Torah can only work if there's a hachana musarit. If we work on our derech eretz, if we work on our midas, if we're constantly thinking about how we're improving ourselves, and when we do that, we'll get to a new level of Kabbalah Satorah, a new level of Shavuos B'Zad Hashem. Okay? Yeah.